Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, welcome. Great to have you back on the show here on this Tuesday afternoon. So what are you going to be looking for at the Blue-White game? Our number 1-800-795-9565. Kevin says that he'll be watching the grounds crew. I got a little concerned about comments like that, but that's all right. I don't quite understand why that's what you're going to be looking for, but I mean, that's, you know, it's up to you. Why the grounds crew?
Well, because I figure if I'm part of the grounds crew, it's the only way I will ever step foot on that grass.
Why don't you just step foot on the grass at the end of the game?
They never let me. I'm never allowed down on the field.
I say.
It's all in who you know.
Well.
And I keep saying, but I work with Steve Jones. They said, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Oh, I'm sure it'll matter at some point. Just not today. but that's, yeah. So I mean, I think to me it's quarterbacks first. And then it's going to be offensive line next secondary. Those are the things I'm looking for.
Trying and to see the last check on the poll now at SteveJonesShow.com. Quarterbacks 33%, something else 33%, Coach O'Brien and the offensive line at 17%.
I say.
Each.
Okay. Huh. Well, I want to get actual comments from people on the show, find out what they think. I want to know what they're thinking, what's running through their mind. We'll answer any questions along the way. I did talk to Ryan Kaiser this morning, by the way. I talked to Ryan Kaiser this morning. He was out there in a scooter. He had his surgery. All right, his surgery is done. It's going to be maybe 4 to 6 months, he said. I said, look, I said to him this morning, I said, you know, all those people in Sealands Grove, I said, expect you to be tougher than that. I said, they need a 4-month recovery period. He goes, well, it's kind of a tough injury. I said, Ryan, you're from Sealands Grove.
comfortable does he think he'll be for August?
I don't know, Kevin. I'm not so sure about that.
That might be. I mean, I'm doing the math in my head. That's borderline.
I'm not so sure about that. I don't think when you're talking about a 4 to 6 month recovery, that's not a plus. That's not a plus. And I think that's something that's going to be. This is going to take a little bit. Now, it could have been worse. I want to point out it could have been worse, and it wasn't. But still, it's going to take at least 4 months. So you're talking about the minimum. I mean, my guess is if that's the case, he's not on the 105-man roster at the beginning of the season.
Well, then let me ask the question.
You're not allowed. When you go to camp, you have 105 guys. Ryan Kaiser would have been one of the 105 guys on August 1st. I think with this, you don't put him on the 105. You open up the door for somebody else, and then you're allowed to expand that roster on the first day of classes.
If it gets to a point, though, does he have any medical red shirt available? I'm not sure. I can't remember what his status is right now. I mean, that's what I was wondering, if a medical would be a possibility there.
No, because he sat out.
That's what I thought.
He sat out.
Okay. All right. I thought that's the way it was, so he wouldn't.
So in other words, I mean, this could be a case where suddenly he's back in the flow and whatever, you know, in October. But one of the issues too is somebody else has to hold on kicks. And right now, that the lead person, and that's Matt McGloin. Now, I don't know if you want your quarterback if he ends up winning the job, right? Being that guy. I mean, that's the issue. So that's. So it's more than just losing a safety who's a quality safety. He's also the guy that's the holder. So it's more to it than just that. But I talked to him this morning. He's doing well, able to laugh about it as much as he can. Had it all wrapped up, had the surgery done. And now will be on the mend and then get himself to rehab. With the surgery was done, I think it was done yesterday. I think it was done yesterday. Same month. So that would have been August, April 16th. So August 16th would be 4 months. And you're not going to put him on the 105 if it's going to be August 16th. See how it works.
How did he look, though? I mean, did he look like he was going to be seeing some playing time if this wouldn't have happened? Or is it hard to say because it's still spring yet?
They've had so many injuries in the secondary this spring. Now, some of the guys have bounced back. Malcolm Willis has bounced back. Adrian Amos has bounced back. Every once in a while, Drake needs some rest, and he's bounced back. Okay, that's, you know. So the door was open. You know, Stephen Obeng Archibong's been hurt, been banged up. He's been practicing, but, he can't do everything. So I think the door was open to show them, to show exactly what he has. How about that?
Well, that's good. I mean, but it's just a shame that the injury is going to set him back so far now.
Yeah. So, I mean, he'll be out. It's a minimum 4 month recovery for him. But it's more than just the depth that you lose in the secondary. There are things that Ryan did on special teams and also as the holder. Anthony Farrow was very comfortable with Ryan Kaiser as his holder. And you know kickers. They need that operation from center to hold to their foot to be smooth and easy.
They're a very unique breed.
1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. Like to hear from you today, get your thoughts. We heard from Coquise Washington last half hour on the reasons why she's staying at Penn State. On Monday, I'll have a sit-down with one-on-one with Bill O'Brien. Kevin wants us to do something on IndyCar racing, but I thought we'd go a different route.
No, it's all right. We'll just wait for the 500. No big deal.
Yeah, well, which one?
No, there is only one 500.
Not the Daytona fans.
Well, the IndyCar only has one 500-mile race.
Yes.
That's the Indianapolis 500.
So and you, of course, are an open-wheel fanatic.
I will be having a huge party that day.
Oh, am I invited?
Well, yeah, but you're always invited.
Well, no, I've never received an invitation to one of your parties.
Oh, well, see, we don't send out invitations. It's just a general invite. If you know what's going on, you just show up, which is probably why nobody shows up. But
right, both of you enjoy the race.
Yes, exactly.
Terrific. Yeah, it's more beverages for everybody. 1-800-795-9565. What will you be looking for in the blue-white game? The weather's going to break. It's going to be pretty good on Saturday. We've been hearing earlier in the week that, oh, my goodness, here we go. You know, I might shower, might do this, might do that. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a break. How about that? That, that's exactly what the fans needed. A break in the weather. Now, the carnival is going to take place starting on Friday. And they'll have stages set up, and it looks like the weather on Friday is going to be beautiful around here. And the weather on Friday is going to be beautiful. And then that Saturday is going to be pretty good.
74 on Friday, 61 on Saturday with some clouds and sun, and maybe a thunderstorm possible.
Maybe.
Maybe.
And that's late in the day. It's supposed to be in the evening when that happens.
That's correct.
I mean, that's, you can't really ask for better than that as far as I'm concerned.
Now, let's look at this. Looking at the day, we've talked about this for the last couple of weeks. If it's a really nice day, what the fan base is going to be like and how many people are going to show up. I think you're going to see a lot of people that have never gone to a blue-white game before go to this game because of the significance of it. How early do you have to get to a blue-white game that is well-attended?
Well, considering parking is free.
Right.
Which is big. And admission will be free. For one thing, you're going to have people sitting in seats that they have never sat in before. And will dream of sitting in. But I think you may have to get there early.
So you're saying Friday?
No, I'm not saying Friday, because I mean, you know, but for one thing, the way the weather's been able to break, the grass parking lot's going to be fine. Now, there's one parking lot that is adjacent to the Ag Arena that you will not be able to use, because they've been using that as the fill area for the Pagula Ice Rink. Yeah, I know they're doing a groundbreaking and whatever. You know, believe me, they broke ground a long time ago. In fact, the blasting phase is now over with. But yeah, as you know, we had Joe Bautista on the show just 2 weeks talking about all this. So I'm not giving anybody any new information here. We've had Joe on the show, and we'll have Joe on the show several more times between now and then. You start to think about here in the run that we've had over the last few months, the number of different guests we've had on the show. And that's the other part I want to ask to the fans. Who would you like to hear on this show? Anybody on? We haven't had anybody yet. And Kevin wants to have somebody, obviously, from Twitter on.
Nah, they're too smart for me.
See, you want me to... Yeah. You think it would be interesting for me to tell everybody I'm wearing a blue golf shirt?
I'm not. No, that's okay. It's all right. It's okay.
I'm wearing tan slacks.
Number again.
1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. It's 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. How'd they do?
That's good. Thanks.
Not a problem. Anything to help you out there, buddy. But that's the number to call. And again, what are you looking for in the blue-white game? And is there any guests that we haven't had on yet? And we have had a myriad of guests, a lot of guests so far on this show. Who would you like to hear on the show? I mean, I realize that now that Kevin's back, we've saved the show. I understand that. But our number is 1-800-795-9565. We'll come back with more of the Steve Jones Show. Your calls after this. Welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us. What are you looking for in the blue-white game on Saturday? 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565 is our number. And it's great to have you with us. Also, we've had one suggestion getting Kale Sanderson on the show. That's one we had on email, which we expected. So we'll have to work that out. The trials are coming up, by the way, in Iowa City this weekend. That's why Iowa is not done with its spring practice yet. But they had their black and gold game on Saturday. The reason being is that they didn't want to have it this Saturday because of the Olympic trials. Because they're expecting 17,000 at Carver Hawkeye Arena for the Olympic trials. So, so that's what they're doing. I mean, that's big. So that's where he'll be this week. I mean, he's not participating. But Penn State certainly has guys that will be participating.
That's what, 15,000 seats in that place?
15,500, but they can put people on the floor because it's a wrestling mat. So they'll get 16,000 to 17,000 in there. But they have 15,500 seats.
Wow.
So, and the Olympic trials will be, I mean, they'll be huge. And we'll see how it works out, I mean, for a couple of Penn State guys along the way. Yeah, we will see that. I think it's going to be very interesting. And because David Taylor, of course, is trying to get himself deeply involved and it's a sport where it's not a young person sport at the Olympic level. And when I mean young, it's not for somebody who is an 18 to 22-year-old for the most part. All right? And because it's not, that's why a lot of guys in Olympic wrestling are like in that 26 to 32-year-old range, a little bit older, a little bit more experience, more time to train, a little bit stronger, a little bit older. So,
I never really noticed that until you said that. I mean, I think I've seen it more in the Greco-Roman side of things too, where they're in their late 20s at the oldest,
right?
Or at the youngest, rather, for a lot of these guys mm-hmm. that are winning medals. I never really thought about it until you just said that. But
right. So everyone's looked at David Taylor, who obviously has such incredible skills. But he is, he's also in a weight class where there's a veteran, a little more well established. We'll find out. You never know. Maybe it's his time. But by getting to the trial, then he really, and say it doesn't work. Let's just say it doesn't. It opens the door now to 2016. Going through the experience is going to be tremendous for him. It'll be tremendous for him. Now, Kale's not going to give it a shot. You know what? I'm kind of glad he's not. I'm kind of glad he's not. Yeah, he's just going to coach, work on that end of it, which is terrific. So.
Yeah, but there's wrestling fans that part of them just want to see that, though. They just want to see that one more time.
Sure. Well, I'm sure they do. And, and I understand that. But you know what? I think that, at some point in your athletic life, you don't want to be Willie Mays.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You don't want to be Willie Mays. And I read a really interesting article in the Chicago Sun-Times saying that they're hoping the Denver Broncos don't end up with Bobby Orr the way the Chicago Blackhawks did. That was, I found to be absolutely interesting and intriguing. Because Bobby Orr played 26 games in his career with the Chicago Blackhawks. He signed a multi-year, multi-million dollar contract, which, by the way, he never cashed checks for. News at the bottom of the hour coming up next as we continue right here on WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Love to hear those calls at 1-800-795-9565. What are you looking for in the blue-white game? Also, we'll be getting a read on the NFL schedule that comes out tonight at 7 o'clock. A little prime time. The New York Giants, the defending Super Bowl champions, will end up statistically with the toughest schedule of anybody out of all this. I believe what the non-divisional teams had 92 wins between them and what's just 60-something losses, right?
98 and 62 combined record.
98 and 62.
Yeah, that's the toughest non-division schedule in football. They'll play the NFC South and the AFC North.
Well, they're the defending Super Bowl champions, so they should.
The Eagles' schedule was based on a rating schedule, a .516. That's about .026 tougher than last year, and that usually amounts to maybe one point for every .25 differential. So you're looking, or I'm sorry, one loss for every .25 higher. So you're looking at probably one more loss in the Eagles column if all things were to stay the same.
All right. Now in Minnesota House Committee voting down the Vikings Stadium bill on Monday night, dealing a major blow to the team's decade-long effort to secure a taxpayer subsidy for a replacement for the Metrodome. The House Government Operations Committee mustered only 6 votes for the stadium proposal, with 9 members voting against it. The vote, which followed a 4-hour hearing on the bill, makes it extremely unlikely the bill will be revived in the remaining weeks of a legislative session expected to wrap up before the end of April. Lester Bagley, the Vikings point man on the stadium push at the Capitol, said afterward that he was extremely disappointed at the outcome. I guess I would ask the state, what else would you expect us to do? What else can we do? Governor Mark Dayton has been committed and a vocal supporter of the stadium proposal, repeatedly stressing he believes failure to help the team build a new stadium could result in Minnesota losing the Vikings to another city. The NFL, to its credit, by the way, has absolutely done a brilliant job marketing-wise of leveraging Los Angeles against every city in the NFL. It's been brilliant. Look at the new stadiums that have been built in the NFL. Every time you turn around, that little tiny threat. You know, we can move to Los Angeles. We can move to Los Angeles. This is another one. Okay? The Vikings are said to be a Los Angeles thought.
The L.A. Vikings just don't sound right.
Oh, that would, you know, of course, well, right. Well, they have the Los Angeles Lakers. Okay? They had the Los Angeles Lakers. They were the Minneapolis Lakers. Land of 10,000 lakes. That's why they're called the Lakers.
But, you know, the fan base for Minnesota has always been strong.
Oh, the fan base is strong. They just, their stadium stinks.
Well, that's true.
I mean, I've done many games in that. So I've broadcast many, many games in that stadium. Many games. But, you know, I mean, look, the roof fell down, for goodness sakes.
Well, at least the power didn't go out in the middle of a game.
No, it was worse. It tore. Look, I saw it. I mean, it was I saw what the Metrodome looked like after the roof went in. It was still down when I went there. It tore. They had all sorts of problems. It's an older facility. It's not a great facility, not great locker rooms, a lot of things about it. You know, for the fans, it's okay. I mean, the idea was even to play over at the University of Minnesota while they're building this new place. And San Francisco wants a new stadium to replace Candlestick Park. But this is not, for whatever reason, they have what they're saying is the Metrodome is not profitable compared to other NFL venues. Now, they're committed to playing the Metrodome through this season. They no longer have an active lease after this season. And team officials say they have no desire to sign one. Let's go to Dick in Milton. Hi, Dick. Thanks for waiting. You're on WKOK.
Hey, Steve. This has nothing to do with your current talk. And I know you had the Penn State women's basketball coach on a while ago, but and I haven't listened much today. But I wasn't sure if you covered the fact that the Bucknell Athletics have announced a new women's basketball coach this afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Yes, we touched on that in the 3 o'clock hour, as a matter of fact, coming in from the University of Chicago, making the move from Division III to a mid-major.
Yeah, and very successful Division III coach, however, and not a very old fellow, probably early 30s. Kind of like not as old as Coach Paulson on the men's side, but really likes the academic end of Bucknell. So I'm hoping he has a very successful stay here at Bucknell.
And we'll get him on the show shortly and talk with him about what he would like to do. And it's great that there's now a cultivation of younger coaches making moves up in women's basketball. Susan Robinson Fruchtel, for example, just left St. Francis to take the job at Providence.
Right.
Now you're going to have, obviously, he comes in from Chicago to take over the Bucknell job. And this will be a great move for him. And I think the Bucknell fans ought to be pretty excited by the hire.
Yeah, one more thing, and then I'm going to let you go. And I'm not telling you something that's a secret, because Coach Paulson actually kind of left this slip out at the basketball luncheon on Saturday that there looks like the Bucknell's going to have a series. He said a school an hour west of us, so he's just going to play Penn State or Juniata. I'm not sure which one he's talking about.
Do you want me to tell you the date?
I'm sure it's already been established.
The date is already set.
Yeah, I knew that. And I knew he didn't say. He just said an hour west of it, so I figured he either was driving fast to Huntington or he was going to play Penn State. Yeah.
Well, you know, if you want, we get the Juniata coach on, talk about it.
Yeah, there you go. Anyhow, have a good day, Steve.
Yeah, great. You too, Dick. Great to hear from you. 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565.
Yeah, this is funny. Steve and I, during the last break, were actually talking about success of lacrosse, especially at the high school level, both locally in this area and also at the colleges. Believe it or not, we actually have an email. Brian from Lewisburg says, how about a segment on lacrosse every so often with Bucknell, Penn State, Lycoming, Susquehanna having good programs, and high school teams and the high school intramural versions getting better and better.
I like that. That's good. I like that a lot. By the way, Bucknell is playing Penn State in baseball tomorrow. Here tomorrow night. So, yeah, Bucknell's playing baseball against Penn State tomorrow night.
And by the way, I should tell you that email address, if you'd like to send an email, is stevejones@wkok.com.
Absolutely. You can also call in at 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Final segment of the show coming up after this on WKOK.
If you've got spring fever, Sunbury Motors Kia has the cure. Right now, Sunbury Motors Kia can save you up to $6,500 on 2012 Kia Sedonas. All-wheel drive 2012 Kia Serenos are up to $3,500 off. Tired of paying big bucks at the pump? Get big miles per gallon with a Kia Rio. Up to 45 mpg. Sunbury Motors Kia also has great discounts on Kia Fortes and Souls, which get up to 40 mpg. Lease a new Soul or Rio with zero down for just $229 per month. Remember, every new Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty and a 5-year, 60,000-mile basic warranty. And at Sunbury Motors Kia, you get an extra set of tires. Sunbury Motors Kia is known as the dealer who gives you more for your trade, which means there's never been a better deal than a Sunbury Motors Kia deal.
They always give you what your trade is worth.
Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip at Hummel's Wharf and at sunburymotors.com. Must qualify for all available rebates, tax and tags extra.
After years of Rendell's out-of-control spending, Pennsylvania needs a conservative Auditor General. Pennsylvania deserves an auditor for Auditor General, a CPA to fight the waste. I'm John Maher, and that's why I am running for Auditor General. I'm a conservative. I'm the only candidate with a proven record of building a business, creating jobs, and improving our economy. I'm the only candidate who is a CPA, and the only candidate who has successfully audited dozens of governments. As a citizen legislator, I've led by example, refusing the pay raise and voting to repeal it. Choosing time and again to pay legislative expenses from my own pocket instead of yours. I will take my pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-jobs voting record into the Auditor General's office. This is John Maher. Learn more about why the Republican Party has endorsed me at cpa4pa.com. Please vote John Maher for Auditor General in the Republican primary on April 24th. Paid for by the committee to elect John Maher.
Great to have you with us on this Tuesday evening. Our number 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. And you know, we can talk about a variety of things here down the stretch. And we can talk about Kevin has a great poll question up today at stevejonesshow.com with what will you be looking for in the blue-white game on Saturday? We'll check the, he couldn't wait to get down the, what was the previous poll question about?
I don't recall.
Yeah. And based on the answers, and a lot of people didn't know. So what we got here? Let's see what we have on the vote so far. What are you looking for Saturday on the vote? And the poll result says, hit this thing on the side. It's already crashed once today. Quarterbacks. 38%, offensive line 13%, defense 13%, Coach O'Brien 13%, what Steve and Jack are wearing 23%.
Interesting.
Yeah. Wow, Jack and I finished second. Huh. Remarkable. It actually says something else.
No, literally says something else.
I don't know what that something else is.
I don't either.
Or what it means.
Yeah,
but
that's why it's there.
They're looking for something else.
That's why it's there. I'm wondering if anybody has gone onto our webpage and taken the Smarter Than a Football Player IQ test, the short version.
Actually, I know people that have. They've told me that.
Really?
Yeah. I know several people have. They've gone online and they've done it.
That was kind of fun, I must admit.
Yeah.
Until I got the score back, then it wasn't fun anymore.
Sorry. And the blue-white game is Saturday. It's at 2 o'clock. We'll just get right into it at 2 o'clock. Right into it at 2 o'clock. There's going to be a blue-white Nittany Lion Club breakfast. There's a fee for it that will take place in the Jordan Center. We're going to open up the doors at 9:30, and then Coach O'Brien is going to be there about 10:15. He's going to mingle around for a while. Then he'll speak. I think Ted Roof, the defensive coordinator, is going to speak, too, on Saturday. They've already sold 1,100 tickets for that, and they still have tickets available at 814-865-5555, 814-865-5555. They still have tickets available for that. They'll open the doors at 9:30 on Saturday morning, and Coach O'Brien's scheduled to get there about 10:15. Program will get going about 10:30 or so, and I know he'll speak. I think Coach Roof will speak, too, and there'll be a Q&A. I'll be able to ask questions to the coaches at this event on Saturday morning. Now, there's a fee for it. That's why I gave you the phone number if you want to reserve, or else you can just buy at the door. But they've already sold 1,100 tickets for this thing. Not bad. And the weather looks like it's going to be pretty good on Saturday. It won't be the warmest of days. It's supposed to get to 61 with a 2 o'clock start. 61 degrees, not bad. And so, yeah, I think, you know, a lot of people are looking forward to it. We're going to take a good long look. We mentioned, what are you looking for? We mentioned the quarterbacks. Yep, well, of course they're going to be a part of that, what people are looking for on Saturday. How have the three guys done so far? Because it will be a full scrimmage. So this is going to be a valuable evaluation scrimmage for the coaches. Caution everybody about when you watch the blue-white game. Say, well, I watched the terrific in the blue-white game. It's like, it's what you do in the other 14. Help in the evaluation. I mean, it's you know, but this is one of those situations when you look at the quarterback play, Matt McGloin, Rod Bolden's. How do they react? This is going to be, I think, as I mentioned, I think it's the most intriguing blue-white game since the 2005 blue-white game when Justin King and Derek Williams were unveiled. And I don't think there's been another blue-white game that has had any more intrigue than this one, except for that one. Oh, there have been quarterback battles over time and so forth, but not with the new head coach over there. Started literally dead even. And there hasn't been a lot of separation as time has gone along either. They've all had to go through and try and pick this thing up and then push forward. So I think that will be, certainly that will bear a lot of watching. Now, there are certain things along the way that maybe you won't know. For example, as a fan, you may see somebody make a play, which is a plus. But did they, A, call the right play? Did they get them into the right formation? Did they read the defense properly? Those are all things that Bill will know that we won't know. We may say, hey, he made a play, which will be a plus. No matter what, it'll still be a plus. And then Kevin put down something else. Something else right now is finishing second.
It'd be interesting to see what some people feel that something else would be over the next couple of days, too.
Yeah, I'd like to know, too.
I mean, obviously, there's a few people that are looking for something other than quarterbacks, offensive line, defense, and the coach, you know, the way the coach does things. But it'd be interesting to see what that specific thing was. And again, you can email stevejones@wkok.com if you're not able to listen between 3 and 5 or call between 3 and 5, too.
Right. Exactly. So.
Well, you mentioned secondary. That was the thing that I didn't put up there that I was thinking about. I kind of made it defense as a whole, but you mentioned secondary earlier.
Yeah. Secondary certainly is one. Because I think people feel pretty good about the front seven. When you look at the front seven percent for Penn State, Jordan Hill, obviously really good at that one tackle spot. Daquan Jones, James Terry has experience. Not the most glamorous player out there, but you know what? He helps you. He gives you that depth that you need. Pete Massaro is back at defensive end. Led the team in sacks in 2010. Deion Barnes, C.J. Alanian. Kyle Boblitz, who can play both outside and now can play inside. Anthony Zettel. Sean Stanley. So you feel good about the depth situation up front. Then you get the linebacker. Glenn Carson. Gerald Hodges. We know Mike Maudie's coming back. Jamie Van Fleet. Mike Hull. Mike Yancich. Ben Klein is an up-and-comer at that linebacking spot. And Kyrie Fort got hurt early in this thing, but he's going to be fine once the season rolls around. And is what happens behind them? But I think he's had a great camp, has experience. Now what happens on the other side? Adrian Amos is finally back in the mix. Derek Thomas is still in the mix. Curtis Drake has made the move from offense to defense and has put himself into the mix. Jacob Fignano has made sure he's kept himself in the mix. Stephen Obeng Archibong has been banged up a little bit, so we'll see about Saturday. You know, so you're looking at a secondary where all four starters graduated, but there are some guys that have played because Malcolm Willis started a lot of games. I think he started 8 games, maybe 9 games in 2010 when Nick Suke got hurt, and he was the nickel last year. Stephon Morris split reps with Chaz Powell, so you know he's been out there. So those two guys are, as far as I'm concerned, they're veteran players. They know how to play their veteran players. Now what do you come up with at the spot where Astorino used to be and at that other corner where Danton Lynn used to be? That is where you have to come up with some big answers. And we've talked about the offense and how they have to learn formations and terminology and things like that. The defense has to learn terminologies and where they need to be too. The deep had to learn spots that they need to be in based on the defenses they're playing now. Subtle, some maybe a little more dramatic. And the defenses had to do that as well. It's been good to see Massaro back out there. Pete's been, you know, he's had his fair share of contact. He doesn't get contact all the time, but he's had his fair share. It's been a little bit more than a year since his ACL. Motti's been doing a lot of work on the turf field, and by June 1st, he probably would be allowed to have contact, but there's no need, obviously, to do that until August. Now, when he does get back there in August, remember, for him, it's only going to be 10 and a half months on August 1, 10 and a half months. So there's a lot of intrigue to this. I'm throwing a lot of names out there to you as we build toward this weekend. And it should be, and the weather looks like, again, that's the big part. The weather looks like we're going to get a break with. It's going to be pretty good on Saturday. And the carnival starts on Friday with fireworks and so forth. Friday's weather is supposed to be gorgeous. So if you want to come down for that, you can as well. All right, Kevin, great to have you with us today, buddy. We'll come back tomorrow with more of the Steve Jones Show news at the top of the hour on WKOK.
Your station for news, weather, business, and Fox Sports Radio is News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.